At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
98.7 Simon plays everything while you're finishing off that half a cup of coffee. What's going on? I'm Sean. There's Maddie. We're the Get Up Show.
Hello.
These kids were on a field trip. This is in Norway, so don't get too excited and go start looking. They were on a field trip, and a first grader was out walking around and happened to see something sticking up out of the ground. And he said, look at this. This is something metal, and it's big. It ended up being a 1,300-year-old Viking sword.
I'm so jealous. Look, I have often said it's not fair because our country is so young that we can't find 1,300-year-old swords generally.
Yeah, you probably could, you know, if you went to a museum and robbed it. But the thing about this is it's known as a neget, which means it's only sharp on one side, according to the Vikings. The Vikings authenticated it themselves. But anyway.
The other side was bludgeoning.
So the government is now looking into it, and they're going to, you know, investigate, and they're going to, you know, basically take it away from the kid is what I'm getting at.
I just picture that kid coming home from school waving his sword. Look what I found today.
What a ripoff, man.
That is a major bummer if they take it from him.
Oh, they will.
I mean, I get it. It's history, but it's like, can you imagine being a little kid? Like, I would have been happy to find a cool rock. And he found a
Viking sword. No, they're not going to let him keep it. You can't keep things you find on field trips. That's the rule. What I would have done is hidden it. I'd have kicked leaves over it and left a rock.
Yeah, that's your smart collector mentality.
Go back and get that thing in the dead of night.
I just picture him turn around to the teacher. What'd you find, Timmy?
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.